You're listening to Comedy Central.
If your business needs a new application, then developers will have to write code. A lot of code. If an application needs to be modernized, then you'll need time, resources, and caffeine. If that sounds daunting, then you need Watson X Code Assistant, AI designed to multiply developer productivity so you can generate code quickly. Let's create a more modern foundation for business with Watson X Code Assistant. Learn more at ibm.com/codeassistant. IBM. Let's create.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Athletes. They're good at running, jumping, and getting hit in the head. But some athletes are also trailblazers for justice and pioneers for change. Like Muhammad Ali protesting the Vietnam War, or Colin Kaepernick kneeling during the anthem, or J.R. Smith missing all those jump shots. I see what you're saying, J.R. No justice, no threes. But today, I want to talk about the activist female athletes who have been erased from the history books. Women like track star Rose Robinson. Long before Cap kneeled to protest police brutality, Rose refused to stand for the flag and anthem during the 1959 Pan American Games because she felt they represented war, injustice, and hypocrisy. Her activism was another example of Black women in the 1950s perfecting the art of sitting when and where they weren't supposed to. Whether it was sitting at the front of the bus, the whites-only section of a restaurant, or just sitting around judging white people dancing. Basically, we were experts at using our behinds to say F you to the system. It wasn't long after the protest that the IRS came for Rose for tax evasion. Mm-hmm. Of course they did. She ended up going to jail and missing the 1960 Olympic Games. The same games where a young, unknown athlete named Cassius Clay broke out onto the world stage. History may have been different if the government hadn't Wesley Snipes Robinson over $380. Fast forward to a couple of Olympics later, and another brave athlete would have her protest overlooked. Wyoming Attias was the first athlete in Olympic history, male or female, to win gold medals in consecutive 100-meter events, an accomplishment that took 2 decades to beat. And that's before all these modern improvements in science and nutrition and vegetables. When Taya set this record, they hadn't even invented kale yet. And in the 1968 Olympics, Wyoming protested racial segregation by wearing black shorts instead of her uniform shorts. Unfortunately, her protest did not get the coverage it should have, and no one noticed. And part of that was the media's fault. But maybe she could have done something a bit more flashy. If your protest involves clothes, it's either gotta be loud clothes or no clothes. If you're running with no bottoms, oh, you've got people's attention. Finally, let's talk about Allyson Felix, one of the greatest sprinters to ever compete in the Olympics. Felix was good enough to get a Nike sponsorship until 2018 when she got pregnant. Then during contract negotiations, Nike offered her a brand new deal with a 70% pay cut, which is some bullshit. They should have given her 100% more. She's literally growing another sprinter. If it was me, I would have rolled up to Nike and burned that bitch to the ground. But Allyson is classy, you know. So she wrote an op-ed in the New York Times to let the sneakerheads know what was up. The resulting outrage forced Nike to stop reducing endorsements based on an athlete getting pregnant. There was even a congressional inquiry into Nike's maternity policies for athletes. And if you're Nike, you know you need to make changes to policy when Congress is the one telling you to just do it. So the next time you think about athletes taking a stand, don't forget the ladies. They're racking up the bling and fighting the power at the same time. Now, if you'll excuse me, I'm about to go do my own bottomless protest outside Idris Elba's house. What am I protesting? His wife.
The Daily Show with Trevor Noah, Ears Edition. Watch The Daily Show weeknights at 11, 10 Central on Comedy Central and the Comedy Central app. Watch full episodes and videos at thedailyshow.com. follow us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and subscribe to The Daily Show on YouTube for exclusive content and more.
Trinity School of Natural Health can help you be part of the fast-growing health and wellness industry. With an education that empowers communities, Trinity grads can change lives by applying natural health principles and techniques in holistic practices or stores selling nourishing health products. Offering 19 online programs that fit your busy schedule, you'll get training to help turn your passion into a career. Enroll today at trinityschool.org. That's trinityschool.org.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.
This has been a Comedy Central podcast.